It's actually an amazing time to be here. Amazing time if you can deal with it, with all the weird things going on the earth, but also within yourself. It's truly an amazing time to be on this planet and to be right in the midst of all this happening right now. So with that, I'd like to do a marab. Bring it all together with the beauty of a marab. If we get some music to go with it. Kuthumi has been coming around a lot lately. And it's been a joy working with him. We joke all the time at the Ascended Masters Club. We had a competition the other day at one of the workshops here in Kona. Who could make the Shambhar laugh the most? Well, I started first, and I had him. I had him rolling in the aisles. And I did it simply by entertaining, by just being myself. I had them laughing and rolling in the aisles. And Kuthumi came in for the next session. I thought, that's going to be a hard act to follow. But he told foul jokes. He told just dirty jokes. And had him laughing more than me. I didn't use jokes. I didn't try to pull that old trick out of the hat. But he used literal jokes. And he won. And he won. I don't know what it is about him, but he just has a way of making people laugh and feel good. He told a beautiful story during one of the workshops, a very beautiful story. You know, he talks about his walking journeys after his realization, and sometimes I think, boy, that's another boring story about you walking. I mean, how exciting could it be? But he always manages to say something pretty profound. He talked in his about walking and walking, and then his conversations with Aki Ra. And he goes back and forth. The two, you know, they're like a couple that's been together too long. You know, they bicker back and forth, and then they make love. And they bicker back and forth, and they make love. And oh, Kuthumi gets so irritated with Aki Ra. But then, typical, he realizes how right Aki Ra was. The important thing he told in his story that I wanted to do in this marab was to talk about the fact that even as a master on the planet, even as a realized being, you still learn. This was the essence of his story, but I wanted to bring it to Shambhar today. There's kind of a misperception, probably part of a neural tinnitus brain, that there's a perception that, you know, as a master, that you don't learn anything more. You know everything. That's not so true at all. You learn differently. You learn about different things. But you continue to learn and experience. Now, most people, when they learn, they think of life's learning, life's lessons. It's about correcting something they were doing wrong. They think learning is filling a void, filling a gap, that you had to learn something. Most people go through their lessons in life, they go through the challenges, and then they learn through the lessons, and they come out maybe a little bit wiser, a little bit smarter. But generally, it's a correction, a corrective type of action. But you know, the master keeps learning. But not to fill the void, not to correct an action, not to overcome like a pattern or a thought that was incorrect and now coming to the correct. So learning for a master, for a realized being, is really opening up to more truths that are in life. For example, as a master, you continue to learn, but you learn more now about just the beauty of nature. It's not a lesson. It's not because you've been wrong. You just now unfold more of its beauty. You learn and you can feel more now of the energy patterns in nature, of the animal kingdoms, the plant kingdoms. You have a greater, deeper appreciation. It's a whole different type of learning. It's an unfolding, really. It's like a graduate school for masters on the planet. You learn more about human nature, and not as a corrective action, not because you've had the wrong concepts, but and not because you've never didn't know, but now you learn. Now with the understandings of energy and, well, the whole reasons why you're here in the first place, you begin learning so many more beautiful things about human nature. And you have the realizations how really amazing people are. They can be annoying and difficult, challenging, but you're learning at a whole different level now because you're bringing it to wisdom, not just to fill a void where you may not have known something, but the learning now is constantly bringing it to wisdom, and then that wisdom comes back. It comes back to you even as you're walking on the planet as a master, giving you the appreciation of what the soul beings are really going through and why they do what they do and why even when things seem hopeless that they ultimately will come through it. The true master never stops learning. Even an ascended master never stops learning. There's always new depths and new levels. There's a misperception that once you become a master, you know everything, there's nothing more to learn. It's really not true at all. You're just beginning now to learn because you understand the palette of colors that you have in your energy pattern of life. You're beginning to understand how when you mix them together, they create total new colors that you might have never seen before. You realize how your own flow of energy is working, not against you as maybe a human would have thought, but actually with you. You're learning now at a very high level what consciousness is and how it affects everything around you. And you're experiencing it at the same time. I know sometimes you wonder, well, I thought I was realized, I thought I would know everything. Oh, no, no, you're now just learning differently. You're learning in joy rather than sorrow or suffering. You're learning now with an understanding of energy and consciousness, not just mental activity. You're learning about the depths of yourself, your own soul, that even your soul didn't know. It just didn't know because you hadn't gone there yet. You're learning about the beauty of the I am. Not just as an idea, a mental concept, but as a living thing. You're learning about being timeless in a timeless reality. You're learning about the true beauty of everything you've ever done. Humans often look into the past and they think about what they've done wrong, or New Age types look into their past lives and all the bad things they've done, but you learn now that none of those things really actually happened. It's only a distortion of the story created by individuals, by mass consciousness in general, that make these things so. And You learn now that it wasn't that way at all. You learn that life in biology is so precious, so valuable. It's nothing like it, nothing at all to be compared with being able to live on the planet as a human, but now especially as a master. You know, so often you wonder, why am I still learning things? Because now you can learn with the true eyes open. Not just your human eyes, but your wisdom. You can learn about the sacredness of this whole planet, of all your lifetimes. In other words, everything starts opening within you now. That's maybe call it discovery. You start living in a totally different way. Not in the way of just trying to get through the day, the struggles and the challenges. You learn that this whole thing now that I've labeled neurotinnitus is just a process that you're going through right now, with the intensity of your own journey, Heaven's Cross, and wanting to do this full on. You're learning that it's actually a thing of beauty. So indeed, even as a master, you continue learning. Not in the old way, though, in a very new, in a very beautiful, in a very graceful way. Take a moment to feel that. Feeling what learning has been in the past, whether it's in school or life lessons. And now what learning as a master, how that's different. How it's so much more fulfilling, exciting. Not lessons anymore. It's not about what you did wrong now. It's about what more can become. We're going to be learning a lot together, particularly these next 4.5 months. You'll be learning a lot more about yourself. You're going to have those tough days with neurotinnitus. I can't wait for Dr. Doug to get hold of that one and give it his humor, thoughts, and opinions. But we're going to be learning a lot together. And there's going to be some days where it's very intense. But then suddenly it all kind of opens up. You just get that knowingness. And you say, let's do it again. Let's go back into intensity. Let's learn again as masters. So take this moment. Take a good deep breath in this moment. And allow yourself to learn now as a master. One of the most important things that Tobias got you to, and Schomburg, to understand was you're not crazy. Not at all. No, you're not crazy. You're going through a tremendous amount right now. But you're not neurotypical either. Thank goodness for that. That'd be pretty sad. I wouldn't even be here if you were neurotypical. You're not neurodivergent, as the labels go these days. No, you've just got this whole thing we put on the board, the neurotinnitus, alt brain. Might make it hard to figure out how to spell, add numbers, drive a car. Some of you have seen you're so handicapped now, even running the remote controls for your television, you used to know how to do that, you can't even figure that out. It's just that. We're going through this intensity, and then suddenly, one day, boom, just all there. It's like everything seems to catch up, and then you go back into this. It'll be that way for next good 4-5 months in particular. That's why Kuthumi's here working with you. I'm here. Remind you, no, you're not crazy. You just picked a hell of a journey to go on. So with that, dear friends, delight to be here with you for this shoud, for this reminding you of Alt. While on one hand you might be experiencing mental haziness, fogginess, you might be experiencing some physical clumsiness, there's always the Alt. And what that Alt is right now is the whole new rewiring of who you are as you stay here as a learning master on the planet. And remembering all the time that all is well in all of creation. With that, I bid you to be well. I am Adamus of Sovereign Domain.